Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Time to join Monsignor Philip Whitmore as he brings us a musical comment for this, the fifth Sunday in Lent.
Horch, horch, die Lärch im Äther blau und Phöbus neu erweckt drängt seine Rosse mit dem Tau der Blut.
There's a story that the great Viennese composer Franz Schubert wrote the song Hark, Hark the Lark on the back of a menu. It probably didn't take him long. It's quite short, but very beautiful. A genius like Schubert could toss off a miniature masterpiece in no time. The hymn I want to talk about today was written in rather similar circumstances. In 1918, the English composer John Ireland was asked to write a tune for the following year's edition of the Public School Hymn Book. The words had already been chosen. My song is love unknown, my Saviour's love to me, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Ireland set to work straight away and wrote the tune in quarter of an hour on the back of a menu. Here it is. Those haunting words come from the pen of Samuel Crossman, an Anglican clergyman who lived in the 17th century. He published them, together with other sacred poems on scriptural themes, as part of his Young Man's Meditation in 1664. They obviously struck a chord with John Ireland. At the time he set them to music, Ireland was organist of St. Luke's Church in Chelsea, a post he held for 22 years. 6 years earlier, in 1912, he'd written his best-known choral work, another scriptural meditation on the mystery of love. This anthem reaches its first climax with a quotation from St. John's Gospel. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Because of this reference to laying down one's life for others, Ireland's anthem is often sung at remembrance services, when we pray for those who have sacrificed their lives in times of war. But Ireland himself was probably thinking of the sacrifice of Calvary, when Christ laid down his life for us. Shortly after this, the music reaches another climax to words from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. I have an idea that John Ireland may have been reminded of this anthem when he saw the words of the hymn he'd been asked to write. That line, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be, speaks again of the love Christ showed in laying down his life for us, his friends, so that we might be washed, sanctified, and justified in his name. The hymn goes on to reflect on the events of Holy Week. Sometimes they strew his way and his sweet praises sing, resounding all the day, hosannas to their King. Crossman's poem ends with a reflection on the Christian's response to our Lord's offering of his life for us. We might want to make it our response as we reflect on the passion and death of our Lord. Never was love, dear King, never was grief like thine. This is my friend, in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend.
And warm thanks there once again to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.